The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I welcome you into God's presence, and I know that your life and my life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? Today is the last Wednesday in the month of September. It's like yesterday that we started the month, and we are grateful to God for all his blessings. Today, the 27th of September, is the birthday of my father in the Lord, Bishop David Oyedepo. We want to appreciate God and to appreciate God for his life. Can we have his picture on the screen? Are you clapping for Jesus, for the life of this great man of God, great man of impact? Praise the Lord. Very soon they will celebrate you too. Very soon they will celebrate you too. Last time he prayed for me, he said, grace for more impact receive. And I can tell you that that has been on and on and on. Hallelujah. You will never be the same again. In Jesus' name. Essentials for supernatural escape and preservation. Essentials for supernatural escape and preservation. Essentials for supernatural escape and preservation. Supernatural preservation is your portion in life. The Bible says in Psalms 23 verse 4, Psalms 23 verse 4, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Thou art with me. So God wants us to escape every form of evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So God wants us to escape every form of evil. Even if evil is near about, is near us. And I pray for somebody here today, no matter the evil near you, you will escape it in the name of Jesus. I say you will escape it in the name of Jesus. Get it right tonight. You are not meant for destruction. It is not God's agenda for you to be destroyed. The Bible says that God never sleeps nor slumber because of you. Psalm 121 verse 4. Behold, he that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor sleep. The person that is preserving you does not sleep and he doesn't slumber. So for you not to sleep at night and for you to be worried about any evil, it's like you are giving yourself unnecessary stress. Praise the Lord. Because somebody does not sleep because of you. Somebody does not doze mistakenly because of you. If God is not sleeping, why wouldn't I sleep? If God is not dozing, why wouldn't I doze? Somebody is here tonight. You will continue to enjoy the preservation of the Lord. And your family will continue to enjoy the preservation of the Lord. The Bible says in verse 5, he said, the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shield upon thy right hand. Verse 6 says, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Somebody say, from all evil. I can't hear you tonight. Let me hear you loud and clear. From all evil. You are, not one evil is permitted to be your portion. Your children can't be involved in evil. Your husband can't be involved in evil. Your wife cannot be involved in evil. None of your family members is permitted to come on the pages of newspaper on account of evil. It's not permitted. Because somebody does not sleep nor slumber because of you. My prayer for you tonight is that your life will never be the same again. That preservation power of the Lord shall be upon your life. Tonight, quickly, I'll be showing you some essential requirements. Some vital things that are necessary to make you to permanently and continually escape evil. We have treated many of them in the past. I'll advise that you get the CD of all this series to bless you so much. Praise the Lord. Essentials for supernatural escape and preservation. Number one essential is consistent praise and adoration. I will not speak much about this because on Friday night we'll be extensively going into the issue of praise. And we'll be praising God like never before in that service. My advice for you is not to miss, for many of you that have been missing the vigils, you have been missing a lot, a whole lot. Please make it a date on Friday night. But I'll just talk briefly on it and I'll move to other things. The praise of God is the preservator of man. The praise of God is a preserver of the destiny of a man. Every God praiser escapes evil. As long as the praise of God comes out of your mouth, the preservation of God cannot escape your life. In Psalm 150 verse 6, it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. If you are engaged in continuous praise, you have signed up for continuous protection. The reason is that praise feeds God. When you praise God, he's well fed. And when he's well fed, he guides you with everything. He protects you with everything. The Bible says in Psalm 22 verse 3 that God inhabits the praises of his people. God always enjoys it when we praise him. And praise is a weapon of mass destruction. Just like Korea is trying to give the world and America problems now. When you have praise on your side, according to Psalm 149, verse 6 to 9, you have a weapon of mass destruction. Your praise destroys any wicked force against you. Psalm 149. Let the high praise of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. The praise of God in your mouth puts a two-edged sword in your hand. Hello. Hello. Can I get your response tonight? What does praise do? It executes vengeance against the heathen, those that hate you, and punishment upon the people that hate you. Go on now. To bind their kings, the king of those who are against your family, praise, we bind them with chains. Not just rope that they used to tie cow, but with chains. And their nobles with fetters of iron. Now, verse 9. I'll stop there. To execute upon them the judgment written. Dishonor have all the saints, praise ye the Lord. Dishonor have the saints means this is the honor that befits those that know how to praise God. Praise God. That's what the Bible says. This is the benefit of praising God. Praise ye the Lord. So, once you are a God praiser, the preservation of the Lord follows you. You escape evil naturally. You escape evil naturally. You and evil are not friends. When evil sees praise, it picks race. Hello? I say when evil sees praise, it picks race. It flees. Number two essential for escaping and to enjoy preservation is called self-control. Someone say self-control. Somebody say self-control. I know you are fasting, but it would be good to hear your voices. Somebody say self-control. We have to control our lives to stay alive. If your desire is to stay alive, you must exercise self-control. For examples, some of the examples of sicknesses are a direct result of carnality. Most sicknesses and problems in lives are direct results of carnality. And this carnality can be seen in Romans chapter 1, verse 28 to 32. Romans 1. I think I better open that. Alright. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to reprobate, to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornications, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, disease, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. The Bible says these things, this kind of people, without understanding, covenant breakers, they break covenants. Without natural affection, they have a heart very hard, implacable, unmerciful. Now, we in order not to, okay, let me just take this one. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of what? The things I've listed now, he said they are worthy of death. You will not die young. I say you will not die young. This is one of the reasons why most people die. It's not Satan. The display of the things listed behind is amazing, that small, small things. Disobedient to parents, backbiters, whisperers. He said, who these kind of people are, what? You will not die before your time. Let me show you something in Romans 2 verse 2. Just the next chapter to that. About what they said about this particular thing. Romans chapter 2 verse 2. Say, but we are sure that the judgment of God is according to the truth against them. That is, God personally judges those who are involved in such. That's why we as Christians, we must separate ourselves. We must ensure that our life is a life that is fervently and determinedly controlled. Once you don't place your life under control, your life loses control. It's just like a car. Say, let this car drive itself. It will lose control. Let this Okada drive. There's nobody driving. It loses control. An aeroplane, nobody is on the. No pilot is there. It loses control. That is the same way. Once life does not have control, it will go out of control. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So, we are meant to present our bodies. We place it under control. We place it under control so that it will not lose control. Your life will never lose control in Jesus' name. In Romans chapter 8 verse 6, it says, to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and godliness and peace. So, if you are carnally minded, Romans chapter 8 verse 6, to be carnally minded is death. So, if your mind is carnal, always doing those things we listed before, in Romans chapter 1 verse 28 to 32, if you are involved in those things, he said, you are at risk. But I pray for everybody here tonight, you will not die before your time. The Lord will give you long life and prosperity. In Psalm 118 verse 17, he says, I shall not die but live to declare the glory of God. Psalm 118 verse 17, I shall not die. Turn to your neighbor and say, I shall not die. If you are sure, turn to one neighbor and say, I shall not die but live to declare the glory of God. Let me hear you say a big amen. Amen. Let me hear you say a big amen. Amen. Let me hear you say a big amen. Amen. So, be careful the way you live your life so that it doesn't go out of control. You know, sometimes when we live our lives under strict control, it's as if we are punishing ourselves. Say, why can't I do what I feel like? Why can't I eat what I feel like? It's as if it's a punishment. It's not a punishment, it is a polishment. Every time you bring your life under subjection, you bring your life under strict control, you are actually preparing yourself for long life and escape of evil. Romans chapter 8 verse 18 explains that to us. Romans chapter 8 verse 18. It says, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory which will be revealed, which shall be revealed in us. The suffering that you are suffering now by not smoking, the suffering you are suffering now by not carrying boyfriends around or sleeping around, the suffering that you are suffering of not eating free food everywhere you see it, those suffering cannot be reckoned with the glory. Someone said glory. So what you are doing is not a wasted effort. Your strict life, your diligent and strict life, is not a waste. It is part of the things that will ensure your preservation. My prayer for you tonight is that the Lord will help you. The spirit of self-control comes on everyone here tonight in Jesus' name. I say it comes on everyone here tonight in Jesus' name. Your life will not lose control. Your life will not lose control. Do you know that excess of everything can kill? Excess of drinking can kill. It can affect liver. Excess of eating can kill. It will become obesity. Excess of sleeping can kill. Because some people can sleep and sleep and sleep into hellfire from there. They just sleep like that. I'm in another place. So, because they slept and slept and slept and slept and slept. Until sleep say, okay, let me make you a friend. Be sleeping. Excess of everything, excess of watching film can kill. Because you gather all sort of rubbish materials from different countries. Indian film, Bantigenan, American film. Shoot you, man. India, man. Bloody nonsense, man. I give you a blow, man. You gather that one. You gather Nigerian film. That one too. You gather it plenty. You gather all sorts of nations, all sorts of rubbish. But one single verse of scripture, nothing. One single verse. Say, what is Psalm 23 verse 1? Say, Let me quickly check. That's why our investment must not be all in this world. Listen to me. There's nothing bad in watching film. Hello. There's nothing bad in eating. Neither is anything bad in sleeping. But when you do anything excessively, you have lost control in that area. And once you lose control, preservation is lost. It's a new day for somebody here today. Number three, essential for escaping and for preservation is assessing and working with the right company. Working with the right company. In Proverbs 13 verse 20, the Bible says, he that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. So, association can bring one into calamity. Association can bring one into injury. Association can bring one into assault in life. Friendship is by choice. It's not by force. It is better to walk alone than to walk with the wrong people. Those around you determine your survival. If you walk around with those who are always vulnerable to being destroyed, you are destroyed. If you walk around with those that don't have respect for God, if I'm living in a house and everybody there doesn't have respect for God, I pack out. Because the day the angel of destruction will come, I don't want you to meet me in that house. I heard the story of a young guy was traveling with some of his friends. And as he was preparing to travel, the mother said to all the guys and then his son, please pray as you go. He said, there's no space in the car. The car is full, as you can see. There's no space for God in this car because the car is very full. You can see there's no space here. Anyway, except God, one space in the boot. There's some little space left in the boot. I said, bye. And as I traveled, the car had a ghastly motor accident. And everybody in that car died. And the boot was untouched. He left God out. Both he and his... If I'm traveling with you and you make such a statement, I won't move with you. He said, there's no space in this car except God wants to have a space in the boot. He can stay in the boot anyway. Bye. I'm a man of myself. And then he and his friend were laughing it out. There are some friends, if you move with them, you are destined for calamity. Because they have no regard for your God. Their friendship to you is to draw evil to you. If they visit your house 2-3 days, evil happens there. If they are around you, something evil must happen. Separate yourself from them. Turn to your neighbor and say, separate yourself from them. For me as a person, once you have no regard for my God, I have no regard for you. Our closeness and friendship is only limited to Christian brother and sister. Nothing more, nothing less. Because your regard for God is the ultimate of our friendship. Your disregard for God separates us. You know, when I was still single, trusting God to get married, I used to pray, I think you have heard that many times, 11 p.m. every night, trusting God to show me the person to get married to. And as I was praying, I one of the things that made me know that my wife was my wife was a passion for God's presence. Always in prayers. Always. I said, what kind of person is this? Always in prayers. Even till now. If that wasn't there, even if she's Miss World, I won't marry her. Till forever. Your relationship with people must have a God content. Someone say God content. God content. God content. Or it gets you into calamity. Bible says in Psalms chapter 1 verse 1 to 3, blessed is the man that standeth not in the path of the ungodly. Nor walketh in the path of the ungodly, nor standeth in the path of sinners. Not sitting in the path of his comfort, but his delight is in the Lord of the Lord. And in this Lord does he meditate day and night. He walks, he stands, and he sits. You can see that. He's a stage. Walketh in the path of the ungodly, standing in the path of sinners, or seated in the seat of his comfort. But his delight is in the Lord of the Lord. And in this Lord does he meditate. These are the kind of people you should walk with, not just rubbish people. No matter how rich a person is, if the person has no regard for God, he will get you into trouble one day. My prayer for you tonight is that God will connect you with good friends. I say God will connect you with good friends. In 1 Corinthians 15 verse 13, 1 Corinthians 15, 13, say, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. If you want to be preserved, watch your company. So that protection can accompany you. Watch your company. Watch your company. So that preservation can accompany you. I don't have time tonight. I can tell you many people in the scriptures that were destroyed specifically because they disobeyed this rule of godly association. It's a new day for you today. Number four, essential for preservation is engaging the mystery of angels. Engaging the mystery of angels. In Psalm 104, verse 4, the Bible says, the angels excel in strength. Angels excel in strength. Angels are massive beings who make it. That's Psalm 103, verse 20. But this is also very relevant. Who make it his angel spirit, his ministers, they fail on fire. Now, go to Psalm 103. Verse 20. The Bible says, the angels, blessed be the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength. Angels excel. The strength is for war. Somebody say war. So when you feel that you are in a battle that you need to fight and it's beyond your strength, deploy your angels. Ask God to deploy warriors to you. Horses, angels, guards, they are there waiting for your command. Many of us don't talk. You don't talk. You see danger and it's more than your power and you keep quiet and you are crying. Cry, let it fill bucket. It doesn't mean anything. Except you call for angelic assistance, nothing happens. In 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1 to 17, you know the story of when Elisha was about to be killed and destroyed. And he spoke to the servant. He said, the servant said, my master, they are here. They are here with horses and chariots to kill us. He said, forget it. He said, God, open this guy's eyes. My prayer for you tonight is that God will open your eyes to see those angels that are waiting. And like they are like this, waiting for your command. Say, I'm at your service, sir. Tell me what to do. Just give me an instruction on what you want me to do. And you say, what I want you to do now is anybody around this circumference that is shooting arrows at me, I want them dead in 24 hours. You say, yes, sir. And he goes to operation. Those that know how to deploy angels are deadly human beings. They are deadly human because the angels will be moved to work. They deploy those angels to work. Now look at that in verse 16. And he said, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. The angels that are available to fight for you are more than you can imagine. The angels that are ready to kill anybody for your sake. And he said, God, open his eyes. The guy didn't see it. That's why some of you, when you are so fearful, this is about to happen. We are so relaxed because we can see something very great. We can see that God is there to preserve you. Listen to me, you are under a prophetic umbrella whereby no evil is permitted to touch your family. And I say this till forever, God will keep you and your family. I can't hear your amen. Let me hear an international amen. Till forever, my God will keep your family. Anywhere you travel to, in Nigeria here or outside of the country, ordinary, the smallest hair of your body, no devil can remove it. Although they shall gather, but because their gathering is not unto me, they shall scatter. Who will scatter them? The angels will go and scatter them. It will go with merciless gun and spray them. Anybody that is after your life and after the life of your children, God will spray them to death. God will spray them to death in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. In Psalm 91 verse 11, Psalm 91 verse 11, the Bible speaking there tells us also the importance of this. It says, for he shall give his angels charge over thee. He will ensure that the angels have charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Somebody is here today, God will give his angels charge over you. Amen. He will give his angels charge over your family. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Also, you can write down Luke chapter 4 verse 10 and Hebrews 13 verse 2. Luke chapter 4 verse 10, Hebrews 13 verse 2. And number 5, where I would like to stop tonight. Essential for escaping every evil is divine preservation and this divine direction. Securing divine direction. Only those that are directed by God can be secured. If your desire is to enjoy preservation, you must always seek direction. Should I travel? Should I pursue? Should I overtake and recover? What next to do? Listen, seeking the face of God for direction on your life is not a waste of effort. Spending time with God, 1 hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, 7 hours, 10 hours, 20 hours, 24 hours and beyond. It's not a waste of time. Waking up at night, 12 o'clock, setting your alarm. Father, what do I do? It's not a waste of time. It's the wisest thing to do. You want to take a journey, you ask God, should I go? You want to start a business, you ask God, should I start that business? Any man or woman that desires to enjoy long life must always seek direction. That was the difference between Lot and Abraham. When Lot was about to be separated from Abraham, he just chose the best place. You know that story, Genesis chapter 19. I know you know that story very well. How eventually Lot, the land of Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed by angels. Angels went there, two angels. Hello, you remember that story very well. How they went there and destroyed the entire land. And how Abraham, it was as if Abraham was in a dry land, but eventually he prospered. If you want to enjoy security, ask before you travel on a journey, Father, do I move? What are you saying? Say something. Tell me something. Only the directed can be secured. Only the directed can be secured. Only the directed can be secured. There will be sometimes, even in the afternoon, God will tell you, go and lock your door. Sometimes you have gone to work and God said, go back home. And you find out one of our sisters here mistakenly left gas on. Is it gas or kerosene or something? I think gas on. And God said, go back home. And as she got back home, she discovered that gas was left on. When you are directed, you naturally escape danger. From today, God will open your ears. From today, God will open your eyes. God will show you what to do. In the name of Jesus. My counsel tonight is one, be an addicted God praiser. Be addicted to praising God. I've said many times, don't bother about your voice. Don't bother about your voice. Just go ahead and praise Him anyhow. There's a song we used to sing then, Hallelujah anyhow. Just sing your Hallelujah anyhow. Sing your praise anyhow. It doesn't matter how it sounds to you. It's a good melody to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number two, counsel is walk in self-control in words, in thoughts, and in deeds. Walk in self-control in words, in thoughts, and in... There are some guys, there are some people, if they see money like this, they'll be shaking like this. Money. There are some people, if they see women, they see a woman like this, their entire brain is already hot within the space of 10 seconds. Such people don't have self-control. If you desire self-control, if you desire preservation, walk in self-control. Number three is watch your friends. Don't just befriend people anyhow. Be careful and watch your choice. Make sure you make the right choice. A, B, C, D. D is always take care of people. Because you might just be taking care of an angel. If your desire is preservation, always take care of people because you might need them. They might be your angel. How many of you have seen people come into your life and they didn't spend more than maybe 1, 2, 3 months and you never saw them again? But that 1, 2, 3 months, you can never forget them. You just meet them and they just make a tangible deposit, fixed deposit in your life. They make a fixed deposit in your life. You can never forget them. Be nice. We talked about that. Mama talked about that also last week when she was talking about compassion. You must be compassionate. E, counsel, is always engage the ministry of angels in prayers. I'm going out today. Angels on guard, preserve me from every wickedness. Engage the ministry of angels in battle. Engage the ministry of angels to fight for you. In Exodus 14, verse 14, God said, I will fight for you and you will hold your peace. What do you think God is going to use to? Do you think it's God himself that will go and be fighting? He will deploy his angels. So go and finish them. Your enemies will not say Happy New Month in October. Because God will deploy angels to cancel their lives. Let me hear your loudest amen. My final counsel tonight is spend time seeking for direction. Don't take decisions in a hurry. Don't take decisions without receiving counsel from God. Spend time in God's presence. This is a mountain. You can come here at your own leisure and spend time on a particular prayer point. Father, I want to know what you are saying about this matter. You want to travel? This is what, Father, tell me something. When do I move? What do I do? Always make it a habit to involve God in your journey. Don't go on any journey without your Bible. Don't go on any journey without God's presence. You are going on a journey, you get to Unity Road to take bus and you forgot your Bible. Go back home and take it. You have forgot a major thing, not to talk of forgetting your Bible when you are coming to church. Don't any journey you are going, ask God for divine direction. My prayer for you tonight is that nobody here shall be wasted. I say you will not be wasted. I say you will not be wasted. And anybody planning to waste you, God will waste them. Rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate it.